to the preaching and teaching ministry of Marion Oaks Assembly of God in Ocala, Florida. We invite you to open your Bible as we join Pastor Tim McIntyre for today's message or Bible study.
I'm so glad that you're able to join me today for this second installment in this devotion series leading up to Easter. I've decided to call this devotion series Seven Messages from the Cross. We're taking a look at the seven statements Jesus made while he was hanging on the cross and what their significance is for us today. We dealt with the first one yesterday when Jesus said, "Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing," to paraphrase it. Today, we're going to take a look at the second one, and we find that in the same chapter the first one was in, which is Luke chapter 23. In fact, the statement is in Luke chapter 23, verse 43, and the statement is this: Jesus says, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Now, many of you may know the story behind that, but some of you may not. So let's read the background of it. We're going to be looking at that same chapter, Luke 23. We're going to read verses 32 to 33, which kind of introduces us to what's going on, and then verses 39 to 43. It says this: "Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with Jesus to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left." Then jumping down to verse 39. "One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. 'Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us.' But the other criminal rebuked him. 'Don't you fear God,' he said, 'since you're under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we're getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong.' Then he said, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' Jesus answered him, 'Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" So that second statement is found at the end of this story. Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Now Jesus says this to this criminal, one of two that are being crucified along with Jesus. After this man cries out to him and says, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." It's sort of like him saying, "Have mercy on me." And this plea is not just a plea for mercy, but it's also a confession of faith. Because basically he's saying, not in so many words, but he's saying, "I believe you're the Messiah. And I believe that even though you're being crucified right now, one day you will be king over God's kingdom." That is a tremendous statement of faith. And he makes this plea, he makes this confession of faith, and Jesus responds by saying, basically, "You don't have to wait till my kingdom gets established. You're going to be with me today in paradise," which is another concept in the Jewish mindset that referred to the presence of God and life beyond this life that God has for us. So, I told you that yesterday that I have one word kind of associated with each of these statements. And yesterday, when Jesus said, "Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing," the word was forgiveness. Well, my word for this one is grace. Grace. Grace basically is talking about how God gives us what we don't deserve. We talk about mercy and grace. Mercy means God doesn't give us what we do deserve, as far as punishment and judgment, whereas grace means that God gives us what we don't deserve. And we certainly see God's grace in Jesus' response to this criminal. I like a statement I heard years and years and years ago, that if you were to use grace as an acronym, it would stand for God's redemption at Christ's expense. In other words, God redeems us and forgives us, not because we're good or we deserve it, but because Jesus paid the price. Well, this man is a criminal, and he must have been a very serious criminal, perhaps very evil, doing terrible things, because they only crucified the worst of the worst. He was under a death penalty. But whatever it was that he did, because of his cry out to Jesus for mercy and his confession of faith, Jesus basically said, "You are forgiven." It makes me think of how Paul summarized this concept in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, when he says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." In other words, it doesn't matter if we're a terrible, awful person or if we've tried to live good our entire lives. We're all sinners in need of God's grace, and God offers that to us if we cry out to Him. It's interesting that the first statement was, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." You could say that applied to the whole world, whereas this statement comes down to an individual man. You know, God so loved the world that He sent His Son. But that world is made up of individuals, and God loves each and every individual. And that includes me, and that includes you. And God offers His grace to each one of us. I think of these two thieves. Two men, sinners, in need of God's grace, but with two different responses to Jesus. One very arrogant and saying, "Jesus, if you're the Messiah, save us all." Whereas the other one saying, "You know what? We deserve what we're getting. But Jesus, have mercy on me. Please remember me when you come into your kingdom." Two thieves, two choices, two destinations. The other thief, unless he had a change of heart, died without a relationship with God. But the one that cried out to Jesus died having a relationship with God through Jesus Christ and went to heaven. You know what? Where do you find yourself in that situation? Which thief better represents where you are right now? I encourage you, if you do not have a relationship with God, that you cry out to Him for mercy, confessing your sins, repenting, surrendering your life, putting your faith in Jesus, and begin that relationship with Him. But you know what? For those of us who've already done that, I think that this word grace gives us a reason to rejoice today. God has been so good to us. His mercy is so great. His grace is so great. As John Newton said in his hymn, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." Let's rejoice as we continue to head toward Easter. Good Friday's along the way when Jesus died. But as we're heading that way, let's rejoice in God's grace for us. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for your grace. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross that our sins could be forgiven. And it doesn't matter who we are or what we've done, no matter how good we've tried to be or how bad we've been, your grace extends to all of us and you offer forgiveness. You paid the price for our sins on the cross. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much. Help us to always be mindful of that. And Lord God, I pray that you would reach out to those around us who have not yet experienced your grace, that they would come to know it personally because they cry out to you. God, we just surrender our lives to you and say thank you again for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to today's message or Bible study. For more information, please contact us at area code 352-347-3001 or visit us online. If you are interested in supporting this ministry, go to our website and click on the online giving tab. Our website address is www.marionoaksag.org.